It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I've got a couple of guests today. Joey Botta with the school board, president of the school board of Maple Valley School District, and Superintendent Dan Larson is with us as well today. You guys have had a few projects over the years. You and I, Joey, have talked over the years, and now you're about ready to complete another project and have a groundbreaking ceremony. Tell us a little bit about this project.
Yeah, last time we talked, I think we were going through the groundbreaking and the National Guard coming out to start the addition of our new building. And now we're at the end phase of that, so we're having an event on the 13th to open up the new gym and then show the community the fitness center, as well as our pre-K room for our youngest students in the district. So pretty exciting to have that coming online here as we start the new school year.
It's always great to be a board member when things are positive, right? And you have something like this happen for your school district, right?
Yeah, it's been really exciting for the board and the community. We had a big contribution from the community to this project, over $1.1 million donated from the community. So that makes it easier on the board and the taxpayer, and it makes it exciting for that engagement from our community.
That's huge. What's the total of this project again?
It's probably about a $4.5 million by the time we got done with the whole project. So it was a big investment for us as a district, but certainly one we needed to do and get everything on site in Tower City.
That's nice, and of course that great contribution that you got, $1.2 million. Boy, I tell you what, there's some people who want to take some ownership in that school district, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Not only businesses in our district, but also individuals that really stepped up from the farming community to all the different industries we have and that support our community. So it was really, really exciting to see that take place.
Okay, and that groundbreaking again on Tuesday, August 13th?
Yeah, Tuesday, August 13th, we'll open the doors at 6:30 into the new building. And at 7 o'clock, we'll have an exhibition volleyball game for us to kind of go through the process of hosting an event. So we'll have couple volleyball teams going, including some of our maybe some of our staff and a few of our board members, so you might get a little bit of a laugh out of some of the skills we don't have, maybe is the best way to put it.
I'm sure we will, that's for sure. Joey Botta, school board president, Maple Valley School District. Swing the mic over to Superintendent Dan Larson. Dan Larson's been now the superintendent. We know him here in Valley City as Mr. Larson and a principal here for a long time, but now you wear another hat. You're the superintendent of the Maple Valley School District. Tell us a little bit about that.
Steve, it's been fantastic. This is probably wrapping up my 13th month with the district. It's been a fantastic place to work. Being part of a building project of this nature has been a thrill of a lifetime for me. You get to see the ins and outs of how things all work and the joys and some of the tribulations that come along with the building project also. Luckily, we have lots of people that are willing to pitch in and help and problem solve, and it's been great.
Tell us, Dan, as a superintendent, what this means for the students of the Maple Valley School District.
You know, the students of Maple Valley, I look at them, they've always been very, content with what they've had, and they've made do, and this gives them a chance to have a whole nother level of a facility where they can allow their practices to be that much more convenient, better access to equipment. The fitness center alone is going to be huge to have that for our students available throughout the day on site, where in the past we would travel 2 blocks to go to our fitness center that was existing. Our pre-K room for the four-year-old program is fantastic. We have a large class coming in. We have 17 students coming into the pre-K four-year-old program, and the size of that facility is going to be perfect for those young students.
And so the school district is on the grow a little bit then, as far as your enrollment numbers?
Yeah, we're approximately around 240 students, and the growth has been but slow but steady. Mm-hmm. We're hanging in there.
Yeah. I know that's a big thing, especially when you're talking about the school funding formula. That's a huge thing. Each student you gain is great, great news, and if it goes the other way, well, we don't want to hear that. So, yeah.
That is definitely true.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else to add, Dan, about the school district and your 13-month tenure as the superintendent there?
Yeah, wrapping up that 13-month tenure, that's for sure, Steve. And then excited about getting forward to the 24-25 school year. We have a great staff, and we're excited to see our kids coming back into the building.
So when's the first day of school for Maple Valley?
August 21st.
Okay, very good. And teachers had a report, I suppose, a couple of days before that, right?
We begin on August 19th, yep.
And we start a whole new school year again. It just seems like it was June 1st this the other day, but summer goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Very good. Joey, anything else to add about the ribbon-cutting ceremony? Just give folks another reminder as to when they should be out there for the ribbon-cutting ceremony in Tower City.
Just excited for everybody to come out August 13th, whether you're a member of the district or maybe you're part of our competition and want to see what the facility is going to be like. We're exciting coming out at 6:30 and at 7 o'clock we'll get that game started. And come check out the new facility in Tower City. And we guarantee it'll still be as loud as the old gym used to be and have that atmosphere that was important to us. So we're excited to have anybody come out and check it out.
Okay, and make sure that 1915 banner is still somewhere in the gym, in the new gym, okay? I'm just throwing it out there as a suggestion.
We'll take a look and see what makes the new building. We're trying to put a lot of new things in there and get things set up. But no, certainly excited for the new school year, and this will be a good kickoff for us.
Very good. Joey Botta, president of the Maple Valley School Board, as well as Dan Larson, who's the superintendent of the Maple Valley School District, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.